This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get back to your phone calls, 877-377-4373, about the best advice you've ever been given. But I have a couple other things. Again, I mentioned already Monday, Memorial Day, we are going to have a fresh Memorial Day special show dedicated to the fallen. We will be here in the chair, so get ready for that. That's one. Two, you finally get your wish, you in the suits. You can watch me do radio starting June 1st. You can simulcast it. You got to go sign up and pay for it, though. You got to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Thefirsttv.com/Jesse. I think it's $100 for a year. Yeah, it's $100 for a year. There. You can watch us screwing off in the studio while we do the show. All right, we're going to get to this Bill Gates thing here in a second. Before we wade into the icky world of Gates, let's do a couple more best advice you've ever been given. 877-377-4373. Oh, I think we need to help Barbara out first, though. Barbara in New York, go.
Yeah, I need advice because I only get the third hour of your podcast. I used to get the first, I get the third. I want all three.
Barbara.
No, the suits are doing it. They need to fix it. I'm legally blind.
Barbara,
I can't use a regular computer.
Listen, these daggone suits. One, I don't blame you for being frustrated, Barbara. I'm frustrated with you. Two, are you using an iPhone or something? What are you downloading them on?
I am on a regular telephone, and I have a voicemail podcast my sister brought me that I ask questions to.
Barbara, I don't know what a regular cell phone means. How am I supposed to know what that? What's a regular cell phone? Is it an iPhone?
A regular phone. A landline.
You're downloading your podcast to a landline?
No. I have a voice podcast. I just talk to it.
Oh, okay. Chris, Michael, can we get someone to help poor Barbara out? Can she maybe tell the podcast thingy? I don't know how this technology works. Can she tell them hour one?
I asked them. They won't do it.
You know what? Barbara, get your sister over there to help her out. See, suits? See? Poor Barbara's stuck with only hour three because of you. It's ridiculous. Richard in San Diego, go.
All right, just you're gonna like this one. While in my cabin in Montana, my dad told me about a fire just before he passed away. Just promise me one thing, pal. He said, if you're gonna be anything in life, be honest, loyal, and trustworthy. Otherwise, you're a liar, a cheat, and a thief.
I like that. I like that. You're right, I did like that a lot. Angela in Jersey, go. Angela, you're fired. You're fired. Gevlin in Spokane, go.
Hey, Jesse. I was driving with my dad one time, and I was a young driver, and we had come up to an unattended intersection, and I just looked off to the right and just kind of blew through the intersection. My dad looked over at me, and he's like, "What the hell was that?" And I go, "Well, I looked to my right. You only have to yield to your right." And he looked at me and goes, "Son, you can be dead right as well." I thought that was pretty good advice.
That's pretty stinking good. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It is. It is. Last one for a minute, and then we'll get back to him. Ron in Denver, go.
Jesse, think before you speak. My dad died just a month after I turned 16, and I remember that well. He told me that.
Why do I feel like you're aiming that towards me now, Ron? Do you mean that for me?
Well, Jesse, yeah, you know, on a lot of things. My wife's sitting here wanting to know about your recipe last week that you never finished.
Which recipe?
But your wife's leftovers in the refrigerator.
Fettuccine and spinach.
I never gave out the recipe. I don't have the recipe.
No, not the recipe, Jesse. You never finished the damn story, the story, sir.
All right. You know what? I forgot about that. All right. Did I forget to finish the story last week? All right, let me finish this story real quick before I get to Bill Gates. The wife makes the best fettuccine ever. She does. Couldn't cook when we first got married. Decided she's just going to put her mind to it, and she just makes amazing stuff now. She decided to put spinach in the fettuccine. While I was here doing the show, she fed it to the boys. And on the way home, she says, "I put spinach in the fettuccine. Don't be alarmed. It didn't taste like anything. Even the boys ate it." And I'm thinking, okay, well, good protein for the boys. I'm glad the boys got to eat some spinach. It's good for the boys. Well, I wasn't hungry by the time I got home. So I let it sit there for a couple days, bust out the fettuccine. It's got the spinach in it. I nuke the thing, put it in the microwave. You know, we're pretty high class. And I busted out, and it was the most unedible filth you've ever eaten in your life. Apparently, spinach doesn't taste like anything right away. But if you leave it in there, it gets its gross little spinach tentacles and all the pieces of fettuccine, and it ruins the best fettuccine ever. There, Ron, tell the wife I said sorry. Tell the wife I said sorry. All right, now let's dig into something a bit more serious. Bill Gates, and this is going to be a little bit long, but just walk me through this. We've been talking a lot about him lately, so I'm not going to belabor all the background. Jeffrey Epstein kills himself. Jeffrey Epstein, well, are we still saying kills himself? Cameras got turned off, guards went to sleep, and at that exact moment, Jeffrey Epstein chose to commit suicide while in custody. Now let's go to Bill Gates. Bill Gates... His wife, her name was Melinda. I say was because they're no longer married. They're no longer married because according to interviews she has given, and at least in some part, she was very upset with his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, has your wife ever disliked a friend of yours? Has she ever disliked a friend of yours so much that she would walk out the door on you? The answer to that question is probably no. So what kind of relationship was it with Bill and Jeffrey? All right, well, look, we're probably never going to get the answer to that, but believe me, I'm going somewhere. There's something just broke on this for Bill Gates, so I'm getting there. Just walk with me here. Bill Gates still goes on TV all the time giving interviews. You know, the world's expert on everything. Everyone's just kind of glossed over his ties to the international sex trafficker. And I know a lot of people have forgotten about this. I have not forgotten about this. Remember when he was asked about it?
I have to ask you about Jeffrey Epstein. Melinda mentioned that was one of the strains, your relationship with him. And, you know, why? I guess the question is real simple. I mean, why did you continue to meet with him? When you met him, he was already a convicted sex offender. You know, and do you regret that?
I certainly made a huge mistake, not only meeting him in the first place, but I met with him a number of times. I had a goal of raising money for global health. I didn't realize that in a meeting with him, almost downplayed the incredibly awful things he did. You know, I learned more about that over time, but...
Just pausing this real quick. He just learned more about it over time, you see. I mean, a billionaire like Bill Gates with a staff that's bigger than the population of your hometown, he certainly wouldn't look into any billionaire he was going to meet with and raise money from, right? He had no idea. Anyway.
You know, I'd add that to the list of big mistakes, including, you know, where Melinda's advice was sound and I should have followed it sooner than I did.
And you never saw anything where you thought, this doesn't feel right. Linda kind of had a visceral reaction the first time she met him.
No, he was a bad person. And, you know, I had a reason that I thought those meetings would lead to something good, but I shouldn't have done them.
Listen to how much he struggles. Look, he's a bad person. I've got to say that right. He's a bad person. And remember this little gem? I've always found this little gem to be interesting and quite revealing. You make your own judgments.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Asked about your relationship with Bill Gates or with Jeffrey Epstein, and he said, well, he's dead. You always have to be careful. And I told you all that to tell you this, because some news just broke like 5 minutes ago, and crap, I ran up into the breaks. You're going to have to wait on that for a second. Remember, bonus points, as always, tonight. If you're saving over $900 a year like families do when they switch to Pure Talk, switch from T-Mobile, switch from AT&T, switch from Verizon, not just for the money savings. Yeah, that's good. We could all use $900. Switch because those companies hate your freaking guts and Pure Talk doesn't. CEO of Pure Talk, he walked the jungles of Vietnam. He loves this country so much, he only has American customer service. And believe me, if they're on the same 5G network as one of the big guys, you're not sacrificing coverage. You want a new number, new phone, get it. You want to keep your phone, keep your number, keep it. They make it easy. It takes less than 10 minutes to switch. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Well, he's dead. Gotta be careful. That was, of course, Bill Gates. I just covered the backstory. Now let's get to what's breaking today, courtesy of my friend Alan Bakari over at Breitbart. You know all those attacks Elon Musk has been under? And there was one that was really, really significant. Elon Musk was trying to buy, or I guess still is trying to buy, kind of, trying to buy Twitter so you can bring back free speech, that kind of thing. And he all of a sudden was getting blasted from all sides. And 26 organizations, powerful organizations, signed a letter last month urging advertisers of Twitter to boycott Twitter if Elon Musk actually brings free speech back. Think how incredible that is. All Elon Musk says, all he says is, hey, within the law, everyone should be able to say things you don't like. They should be able to say that. That's what he says. And we had 26 powerful organizations step up, and they were so against it, they called for an advertiser boycott of Twitter, which would essentially end Twitter, right? I mean, advertising's everything. Advertising supports everything. Would you like to know where 11 of those 26 organizations got their money? Bill Gates. Alan Bakari did some digging into it. And he traced 11 of the 26 organizations. He traced the cash right back to Bill Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It is time. I'm never going to let this go. It is time to start paying a lot more attention to this human being who the world seems to lean on for advice about everything. I'm telling you right now, we are dealing with a nefarious individual who does not want what is best for you. All right? All right. We're renaming military bases. There's a GOP poll, but I want the best advice you've ever been given. Angela in Jersey, go.
Hi. I was 14 playing on a softball team for a Jewish softball Jewish coach. And his advice to me was to first marry old and for money and then marry for love. And I didn't take any of it.
You know, there's actually a way of thinking. Remember, the American way of thinking, where you fall in love and you marry the person you fall in love with, that's actually not the most common reason couples have gotten married historically. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like our system a little better, right? You don't want to end up with some feminist. But the truth is, historically, your parents would pick, or you married for the good of the kingdom or the tribe. Or if you're some peasant girl and he can provide for you, but he's ugly as sin. I mean, look, there's a lot of people have gotten married for a lot of reasons other than love. John in Clearwater, go.
All right. My advice was given to me by my mother, and every mother can use this advice. I went over to my mother with my new comic book, and I said, "Mommy, can you read this to me?" And she said, "Oh, I'm kind of tired today. Why don't you read it yourself?" I said, "But I don't know how." And she said, "Well, why don't you learn?" I said, "How do you do that?" She said, "Oh, well, first we start with the alphabet. Here, I'll make some cards, and we'll put the alphabet on them. Look, this is the letter A. That's the first letter. What is it? A."
It's taking too long. Scott in Mississippi, go.
Hey, yeah, so my dad told me one time, always pay your debt, never rip anybody off. Because if you do, that person you ripped off is going to remember your face forever. You're going to forget their face, but they're going to remember your face. And it may be 5 years from now or 10 years from now, but they're going to remember your face. Might be coming out of a Walmart at night, coming out of a bar or a restaurant. You're not going to have any idea why you woke up on the floor.
100%.
That person's remembering your face.
Great advice. That is great advice. Junior in New York, go.
So this Marine from Iraq wrote this article, and he said, live a life that is selfless, not selfish. It's not all about you. Do on to other sort of things. Sort of like, you know, it's Christmas. There's one of Grandma's meatballs left. Old Uncle Ted, he's not got a lot of time. You want the meatball, give it to Uncle Ted.
I support it. Look. You know what I got out of that? Be generous with your balls. Justin in Boston, go. Got to turn the radio down. Christian in Spokane, go.
So, two. The first one I got from my sister, I received from my sister, and it was after a terrible heartbreak, you know, that I suffered. And she said, it only hurts when you look back. True. The second one is one I give out to other people all the time, and it's see a need, fill it.
I like it. You know what I like about see a need, fill it, is we get a lot of this to the show, and it doesn't bother me, so I don't want to act like I'm complaining. It doesn't bother me, but we'll get emails into the show where people will email, Jesse, you need to blank. You need to talk about this. You don't talk about that enough. You need to do this. Someone needs to do this. You need to. And I understand, again, I'm not offended. It doesn't bother me. You can write me those emails. It's fine. But the truth is this. If you write in and tell me I don't talk about something enough, you're probably 100% right. Think how many problems we have out there right now. I've only got 3 hours. If you tell me I'm not spending enough time on something, chances are you're 1,000% right. But maybe you should be spending time on that. If you tell me I should do something, maybe you're right or wrong, but maybe you should do something. People are always pointing out problems, but if you're the one who's smart enough to notice the problem, maybe you're the person who's supposed to come up with the solution, huh? Headline, Fort Bragg to be renamed Fort Liberty among Army bases losing Confederate names. A Blue Ribbon Commission has recommended new names for 9 Army bases, including Fort Bragg. Do people truly understand? I realize we have a completely broken education system here in the United States of America, and we don't teach truth or honesty about anything, but do people in the United States of America understand at all why we have military installations named after Confederate generals? Is that taught at any school in this country? If it's not, buckle up, because I'm getting ready to tell you, you should be able to intelligently defend things like Fort Bragg. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This guy says, cheeseburger, pink flower, oracle. You lightly touched on ESG. That's where every company is at. State Farm Insurance is up there. Please go on a deep dive. Thank you for being our voice. Yeah, I think it was last week when I dug in hard to ESG, wasn't it, boys? It was last week. I think it was Thursday or Friday's show. Go listen and find out about ESG. Don't worry, I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to talk about it again. Remember, environmental, social, governance. That's what ESG stands for. This is not some wacko internet conspiracy theory. Look up your insurance company. You know what? Forget about that. Look up your bank. Look up your bank. Just type in Bank of America ESG and tell me what you see. It's a massive communist takeover of corporate America, linking them in with the government to push climate change and LGBTQ Air Force stuff and all the worst filth out there. All right. They're renaming Fort Bragg and other army bases that are named after Confederates, those dirty Nazi Confederates, right? Because that's what people believe nowadays. I'm not going to go into the entire history of the Civil War and what a terrible, complicated conflict it was with angels and demons on both sides of it, but I am going to say this. for a period of time, Americans were slaughtering each other. And they weren't just slaughtering each other. That alone would be bad enough. Like if you and me, we decided, is it you and me or you and I? I think it's you and I. Is it what? Whatever the case. I'm saying you and me. I don't care what it is. I went to community college. I can't keep track of these English words. All right. Anyway, if you and me, if we had to meet and we were going to fight to the death, that would be bad. And let's say we were supposed to meet and we were going to meet in some cornfield in Nebraska somewhere, some empty cornfield. That'd be bad, right? It'd be really bad. What would make that actually worse? What if we met in one of our homes with our families there and then we tried to kill each other? It's a million times worse, right? What if innocents die, property damage, you're right there. And that's the Civil War on a tiny scale. It's not just that we slaughtered each other. We slaughtered each other on our own soil. On our own soil. And remember, most of this war was fought in the South. Maybe it was the North coming down into the South. So you have a lot of these guys in the South. They're not owning slaves. There weren't slave owners out there with muskets in their hands. A bunch of poor Tennessee farm boys who thought they were being invaded. Now, I'm not making excuses for the North. I'm not making excuses for the South. I don't believe in good and bad, black and white in that way. If you actually open up a book, you'll find the Civil War is much more complicated than your Northern or Southern education would have you believe, with angels and demons on both sides. But long story short, at the end of that, when the South was defeated and the North emerged victorious, they all understood. Everybody in the country understood this is going to be very difficult to put this band back together again. I mean, yeah, you can win a war, but how are we supposed to heal wounds like this? It's more than just shootings and stabbings and cannons. You're surrounding cities and starving out civilians to death. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's women and children. It's in your home soil. Part of that effort to bring the country back together was a concentrated effort not to treat the losing side as if they were traitors. And there were plenty of people who had that desire, right? Dirty traitor, hang them high. There were plenty of people who had that desire, but the country knew we can't do this or there's going to be a Civil War part two. You're going to rip the country apart again. Part of the effort of bringing the country back was, hey, instead of labeling them all a bunch of dirty traitors, let's name some bases after them. Let's get a couple statues up. Let's do the things necessary to extend a hand because we all have to live together under the same roof now. That is why things like Fort Bragg happened. And now it's all being undone. And it's not just being undone because of the communists, remember? You don't have to look far to find a Republican who will stand by this. You know, the standard Republican trying to be Mr. Not Racist. I think the Confederacy was evil. What was that idiot's name? James Lankford, that useless senator from Oklahoma. Right after St. George Floyd died, he was down there on the Senate floor trying to change the name of military bases. Yes, these street communists will definitely be happy if we just change the name of the military base. Gosh, what a bunch of useless losers we have on our side. Do you see this poll? GOP did a poll of the 2024 potential presidential candidates. And every time I've seen one of these polls, Donald Trump was slaughtering everybody. Ron DeSantis beat Trump in one of these? DeSantis got 38, Trump got 32, Nikki Haley got 7, barf. Trio of candidates, Mike Pence, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul were way down there at like 2.5%. And kind of looks like a two-man race if that race happens. Remember what I said? I want a nasty primary. I want them to fight. I want the old lion and the young lion to get in the ring, and I want them to brawl it out. Why? Because I want to be led by the toughest lion going into 2024. Who's my guy? Whoever comes out of that fight alive. That's my guy. That's my guy. You see this? Women, this is the headline. Women would rather suffer in silence than tell their boss about period pains. Well, yes, women are famous for keeping their personal issues to themselves around the office. Oh, one more thing. All these Democrats today complaining about violence. Hate violence. Hate violence. This has got to stop. Just remember, that's what these people, this is what these people were saying while America's cities were on fire.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we're in...
These are all the people complaining today about violence. Pretty revealing, isn't it? All right. Mike in Denver, best advice you've ever been given.
I have two quotes. One from Thomas Jefferson is the count of the economy. When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. The second one is regarding this transgender ridiculousness from Abraham Lincoln. How many legs does a dog have if you call his tail a leg? Four. Saying the tail is a leg doesn't make it a leg.
That's pretty good. That's pretty stinking good. All right. We might do a couple more of those and then headlines I didn't get to in just a second. Let's also get to this. Being strong. Men, we have an obligation to lead this country out of the communist filth we find ourselves in. We allowed us to get here. It's our job to get us out. We're not going to do it if we're weak and effeminate. I promise you that. Go to choq.com, chalk. What you're going to find there is a company of patriots who love this country so much, they reached out to me. We didn't reach out to them. They reached out to me and said, hey, we got things we got to do. They sell a male vitality stack. I've been taking it for months and months and months. You cannot imagine how incredible this thing is. All natural, herbal supplements, all natural. Raise your testosterone by 20% in just 90 days. Go get the male vitality stack from Chalk. Go to choq.com. Use the code Jesse because that gets you 35% off store-wide. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, all those are welcome. If you missed any part of the show, download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you want to watch me do the show, a simulcast is now launching on June 1st. I know people love it. It's fine. The suits get what the suits want. June 1st, it launches. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse, thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. It's $100 for a year. So, look, I guess people will enjoy it. I guess I am. Would you consider me animated behind the microphone? Yeah, I guess. I do talk with my hands a lot, and I make facial expressions and stuff. And they get to watch me use all the incredible buttons we have here. I that's exactly right. Look, they can witness me oblong.
Buenas tardes.
What an honor for them. What? Don't roll your eyes, Chris. Maybe you haven't heard.
You know, freedom is not free.
It's not free. All right? Not free at all. Ken in Washington, go.
Yeah, the best advice I ever got was my father telling me that you should always set your goals extremely high or aim high, because there's nothing more tragic than a man who has met all his goals.
It's a great line. I've known some guys like this. Like a guy will start his own business and then pow, it pops. And soon he's 30 years old and sells his microbrewery for $50 million. Life goes into the toilet in about a year. It's just not good. Man is not made to have it all. Sue in Massachusetts, go.
Okay, this is a good one. So my mom would always tell me, if there's a will, there's a way. And I have lived that to the T. If I couldn't afford my house and I was about ready to lose things, I rented a room. If I wanted to go to college, couldn't afford it, I applied for like a million scholarships. You just can't give up. And especially with this day and age right now, things are so tight. I mean, people might be struggling to pay their fuel.
That's true. Larry in Colorado, go.
Jerry, when people talk bad about you, live your life to prove them wrong.
All right. You know what time it is.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S. Air Force Base holds drag queen story hour for kids. Listen, this infection is going to spread everywhere now because the communist is turning everything up. Didn't I tell you they were going to turn everything up, not down, heading into the midterms? These people are not going to slow down. Yes, they're trying to finish the wreckage of the military before they get out. Biden administration admits inflation will last longer than expected. Quote, it's going to take some time. Wow. You mean when you stop an economy for an extremely survivable virus and then print 80% of the currency over the course of 22 months, you're going to bring about crippling inflation on your nation for years to come? Boy, if only someone had seen that coming. I did. Monkeypox games could lay groundwork for WHO pandemic response takeover. You know, we talked a little bit earlier in the show about the World Health Organization coming up with this new world pandemic response team. And isn't it funny that right about the time the pandemic response team is cooking off, all of a sudden we're all saturated with videos of looking like Kamala Harris's mouth in college. Hunter Biden's laptop is 100% authentic. Forensic examination concludes. Wow. Thanks, guys. Joe Biden's been president for a year and a half now. The guy who was actually accomplishing thing is he's golfing in Mar-a-Lago. We have a dementia-addled loser in the White House who every time he goes overseas and gives a speech almost walks us into World War III. But a year and a half later, you get around to authenticating something we all knew was true in the beginning. University blames inflation for the largest tuition increase in 14 years. That is outstanding news. Let us hope America's universities become unaffordable for everybody and those universities collapse into the ground where they should be. Female skateboarder spoke out on trans competitor for her future daughter. I applaud every single woman who is willing to put her name on an article speaking out against these dudes pretending to be women dominating their sports. What I don't support is yet another anonymous woman or anonymous parent complaining about it. Care enough to fight for the future of your sport by putting your name on it, or don't ask me to give a crap. Border Patrol lets suspected terrorists remain in the U.S. for 2 weeks. Well, you can hardly blame the Border Patrol when they don't have near the manpower they need, and the Biden administration is still inviting people to the border. We put Kamala Harris in charge of the border, for Pete's sake. Of course everyone's going to get in. Jake Tapper tested positive at CNN and taped a show anyway. It is so funny how many of these people pushing coronavirus never seem to actually care about coronavirus. It's almost like they're not interested in stopping it and never were worried about it, and they only were using it to destroy a great economy under Donald Trump. Pentagon working on plans to send troops to protect the U.S. embassy in Kiev. I actually support this. We can't have a U.S. embassy under attack. There was a time in this country where embassies were actually viewed as sacred, sovereign U.S. territory. That's what they're supposed to be. I realize the communists took over, and now they're all flying Black Lives Matter flags and pride flags. But they were supposed to be something that was good for us. Good for us, and a good representation of us. And they should be protected with U.S. troops. U.S. to sell up to 40.1 million barrels of crude oil from the SPR. While we stop all drilling here, we are draining the strategic oil reserve. Draining it. Oh, oops. Media warned of Jim Crow 2.0. Now black turnout is soaring. This took place in Georgia. They told everybody there was a bunch of voter suppression laws going, except everyone's showing up at the polls. Again, people live in a world entirely of make-believe. Pfizer. Oh, wow. We ran out of time. Dang it. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.